Hello?
Well, you working GM, nigga? What? Shit. He pumped gas? What the fuck this nigga do, man?
Hell no, nigga. I can't dig it.
You're an animal. A filthy, big-lipped beast. Radiation runs in like green. Then his wife threw her titties in my hand. It was weird, Your Honor.
You grabbed her titties.
That's some old Bobby Brown in New Edition shit.
Yeah, you on that bullshit, nigga. Like I told you, you always calling me when you need a ride, nigga.
Coming at y'all live and direct from MaxCity.com. Well, I told y'all, man. I think last time I was rapping y'all, I told y'all I had one of my diehards come over with another female. And I could tell, boy, I could tell she was going to be one that I could add to my jar of souls. And of course, I was right. Yes, I was right. Shit, this basically happened a week ago, man. Old girl came back over and was totally enthralled and transfixed with the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Shit. Well, had a nice little drunken cult sex orgy. Of course, you know, I only mess with one chick, though, you know what I'm saying? My diehard. And the new chick, she fucked around with the side trickster. And I wasn't necessarily sure if that was going to go down. Because if y'all been following this shit, man, y'all know the side trickster is... He kind of extra, man. You know, he be caressing and touching on the bitches, man. He be trying to make love to them and shit. So as soon as he see the chick, he come on in. And I don't want to give away their ethnicity and shit, but, you know, he come in and like, you're fucking beautiful, He's like rubbing all over him and shit, rubbing all over the new chick. And I could see the disgust on her face. I'll be like, I always tell that nigga, man, stop rubbing on them bitches like that, man, you know? This is a business transaction, man, they not... This is not personal, man. You creep him out when you do that. But he don't give a fuck, man. He gonna rub on them bitches. And he gonna motherfucking... He is gonna impose his creepiness on them bitches, man. Fuck it. So, basically, she sit down. We all sit down. You know, my diehard, she don't give a fuck, man. She automatically, she strip naked, man. She do her thing. She happy in a motherfucker. So, we get out the party favors, man. You know, the weed... The liquor, you know, we off to the races, boy, you know. And, of course, the more that gets indulged in, the more the new chick, she loosen up, man. And, shit, man, it was just funny, man. It's just, because I just kept ignoring her. I really wasn't paying her no attention because, you know, I'm fucking with my diehard, man. And, shit, I get up, I go to the restroom, take me a leak. When I come out, lo and behold, guess who's like behind me? It's the new chick. And so she was like, hey, give me your number. I was like, what? She's like, hurry up and give me your number. And then my diehard, she like in the next room, she could hear what's going on. She like, what did you say? What did you say, bitch? Did you ask for his number? She ain't like that shit, man. But I gave it to her anyway. I'm like, yeah, this is my number right here. My diehard come in. She's like, what are y'all doing? I'm like, nothing. No, no, no. She's like, are you giving her your number? I'm like, no. I'm giving her the code to my Wi-Fi. Because she wanted to use my Wi-Fi also on her cell phone and shit. So it was funny, man. That shit was funny as hell, because actually she wanted to fuck with me. The new bitch wanted to fuck with me. And while actually the side trickster, he had to go out and run an errand. He had to, he likes pop. So he had to go and get like 2 liters of Pepsis and stuff, man. He was fiending for that caffeine. While he was out, funny thing happened. Old girl, kind of cornered me on some low-key conversation. While my diehard was, you know how these bitches are with these phones, man. They transfixed on these phones. So while my diehard is fucking around on the phone, the new chick is like, "So what gives? So what's going on?" I was like, "Excuse me?" She was like, "Why are you paying?" I said, "Why am I paying?" She was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Because I'm a lame. Can't you tell?" Shit, lames always pay. She was just like, "I don't get it." She's like, she was real respectful because she didn't know how I was going to react, right? She's like, "I can see why your friend is going to pay, but I don't understand why you're going to pay." I said, "Look, we just going to motherfucking handle business, and I'm just going to appreciate you, baby. That's all, She was just like, "Damn, well, I wish it was you." I was like, "Hey, you got my number, hit me up." So, the side trickster fucked with her, and I fucked with my diehard. But I was just interested, man, because I get that reaction a lot. Bitches is kind of like, "Damn, I can see why your friend is paying, but I don't really understand why you paying." And I just go ahead and let them know, because, bitch, I'm a lame. Shit, I'm a lame, bitch. I take this motherfucking loot. You know what I mean? Let's handle this business and take your ass home. Shit, man. But yeah, man, it was a blowout, man. It was. Woo. Shit. And of course, yesterday I get a text, man. They trying to come back over. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be in the mood, man. But yeah, they trying to come back. But that funny thing happened that night, man, which I just be wanting to smack the shit out the side trickster, man. This nigga, he just, in the zombie apocalypse, this nigga would be toast. You know what I mean? Because he has no concept of martial warfare or security at all, man. The world he lives in is just totally different from mine, man. So, like I said, some vodka was consumed. We was hammered, man. At least I was. You know what I mean? But the females left. And by that time, me and him was hungry. We ordered some shit. Ordered some chicken wings, man. And some mozzarella sticks, boy. But I was smashed, man. Because, I got like 100 proof vodka in this joint. So, bro, I fucked around and went to sleep. I was knocked out. And then when I woke up, which was probably like maybe, I was probably out for like an hour to maybe 90 minutes. I wake up and this nigga, he is gone. He just left. You know what I mean? And man, I was actually in my bed, sleeping in my bed. And I don't even remember going to the bedroom. I don't remember laying down. I don't remember none of that shit. But somehow I made it to my bedroom, laid down, woke up 90 minutes later. And then I was like, "Oh shit, man, I left my company in there. Should I get up? This nigga gone." But guess what? In true side trickster fashion, what does this nigga do? He leaves, but he leaves my door unlocked. Leaves my fucking door unlocked, man. Now, I don't know about y'all, man. It's to some of y'all that may not be a fucking big deal, but I'm not living in Beverly Hills over here, man. Y'all done heard through some of my podcasts the buck wild shit that's going on over here now. And it's happening with just frightening frequency, man. It's just all over the place. This niggotry is just, it's contagious, man. So I'm like, "God damn, nigga, you really gonna leave me in this bitch sleep with the door fucking unlocked?" You know what I mean? I don't play that shit, man. I'm a military man. I lock down everything, man. I lock the doors. I got safes. I mean, everything has locks on it up in my shit. And there's locks on it for a fucking reason, man. You know what I mean? To keep shit safe. You know what I mean? And the main door to my fucking apartment, guess what, nigga? What? Yeah, there's a lock on that shit to keep me safe. You know what I mean? I could have woke up and all my goddamn computer shit and Xboxes could have been gone, or worst case scenario, someone could have came in and killed my motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You know? So I asked him about it the next day. I'm like, nigga, do you know you left me in this bitch with the door unlocked while I was asleep? Dude, sorry, dude. I didn't really think about it, dude. I'm like, oh my God, man. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, boy. It's a miracle that he hasn't ended up hurt out there in them streets, man. It's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle, man. He keep going over these bitches' houses, fucking these broads, man, while these females dudes is at work. You know what I mean? Busting their ass and make a living, take care of these bitches. And he keep traipsing his non-aggressive, non-military, non-door-locking ass over to the spots that these chicks live. You know what I mean? He think this shit is a goddamn joke, man. Well, like, nigga, when you leave my shit, man, if that ever happens again, you lock my fucking... No, excuse me. You don't lock my door. You wake me up so I can lock my shit. God damn, he is forever dropping the ball on this shit, man. Fuck. Okay. Well, that's really all I really had to say, man. Another thing I was really coming on here to say is I might be dropping this one video. It's a throwback video, man. It's hilarious, man. I'm not sure if I'm going to post it, but it's a throwback video back to like 96, 98 when I was doing my public access TV show. And it is hilarious, man. It is downright embarrassing. I can't believe I put this shit on TV. But back then it was popping. I mean, this is before digital. Everything was analog. It's got super duper horrible cheesy graphics, horrible music. It's just got me posing in several different postures, man, on the show. Basically, it was some out credit shit, man, from a whole hour long show. But I'm gonna just show y'all like kind of like the end of it and shit, man. It is absolutely horrible, man. It was absolutely horrible. People just asked me, like, why are you always posing at the end of your shows? And well, the thing was, is I didn't have too much to film back then. Because, number one, a lot of people didn't want to be on my show because I was a weird-ass nigga. And I was talking shit about books. And just my very approach was just kind of strange, man. So people steered clear of me. So I didn't really have a lot of subject matter to film. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much why at the very end of my shows, it would just be just a collage of me just posing, posing and looking at the, it was horrible. The shit was absolutely, I look at it now and I'm like, man, this shit was horrible, man. But I can laugh at it now. I can laugh at it, man. Because the shit is funny. Also, in the end credits, this is going out to my boy, the minister of love, man, shit. Because he had brought up, he was talking about The Walking Dead. And about the character Oscar, who was played by Vincent Ward, right? One of the brothers that was killed off in the movie or in the TV series. You'll even see glimpses of him in the end credits and shit, man. So be on the lookout for that. I'm not sure if I'm going to piece it in with this podcast or in another video. I'm not sure, man. But like I said, look at the end credits and you'll see it's a bald head cat sitting on a car. That's Vincent, man. Just, you know, I'm not name dropping or nothing. It's just, I mean, because he ain't no star or nothing. But just, you know, cats always think I be just embellishing and making shit up, man. You know, because I had somebody accuse me of name dropping saying I didn't actually know Vincent. I'm like, why would I make that shit up? It's not like he Denzel or something. Like, I'm actually get some real shine off that shit. But, you know, I'm the type of cat I show and prove. And he was actually, I've had him on my show many a times, man, on the Son of Chaos show, which was on Dayton Access Television. He was on my show because he was like my closest, best friend at the time, man. We haven't talked for a while, unfortunately, because my boy V, man, he went Hollywood on me, man. Yeah, he be snapping at niggas. He be yelling at niggas, talking crazy to niggas nowadays, man. And I still love him. I still want him to be successful. Wish him the best. But, you know, I can't be around niggas snapping at me, man, like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the patience for that shit, man. We grown-ass men, niggas. Like, yeah, he on some extra shit with that nowadays, man. But, I don't know. Maybe he had a bad day. And this was a while ago when he did that shit, man. Basically, what had happened was I was supposed to go eat lunch with him on a particular day. He had just flew in from Cali, and he wanted to, you know, kick it and shit, man. And I had a female with me, and I was taking her to get something to eat, you know, before I went ahead and went to go eat lunch with my boy Vincent. And I told him, hey, you know, I'm going to be there in a minute, man. Right now I'm at Rally's. You know, I'm getting this chick, you know, something to eat and shit. And so I guess he thought I was already eating. You know what I mean? But I didn't say that. I said I was basically getting a female something to eat. And this nigga blew up at me, man. He was like, see, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. I come all the way from Cali kicking with my boys and shit. You know, we gonna have some lunch, we gonna eat and we gonna kick it, and here you are, you eating with a bitch. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, nigga, really? I said, man, hey, don't worry about it. I just hung up on him, man. That nigga had me heated about that shit. I'm like, really, bro? I'm like, damn, I'm getting the broad something to eat. And I'm gonna drop her off, and then I'm gonna swing back by. We gonna kick it. You know? This nigga, oh, you eating with the bitch? And I'm like, oh, Lord. Nigga had a meltdown on me. So I don't know if he had a bad day or, but like I said, you know, I ain't really talked to him since then. That was a while ago, man. It's like back in 2011. For real. That's, you know, it's been a minute since I talked to the nigga, man. Still love him. Still want to, you know, be successful. You know what I mean? But I can't do that shit. I can't do that snapping shit, nigga. No, we not doing that. So, I'm just dropping in, hit y'all up with a little something, man. And be on the lookout for that video. I'm not sure if I'm going to tack it on to this podcast. What? I'm not sure. I'm still debating where I'm going to post it because it is horrible. That, oh my God, nigga. That shit is horrible. This is the Fat Mac, All Might, Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. MacCity.com. Oh, my boy Issa Ali, my fault. Hey, Issa, man, got your email, you know, pertaining to the marriage thing. Wanting me and Tony to elaborate on the institution of marriage. And just give us some time, man. You know, like I said, we getting our hustle on. We trying to eat. You know what I mean? And like I said, we got a lot of things on our plate right now. So just be patient, man. We'll touch on that a little bit later. Fat Mac, baby, and I'm out. Mac, baby, and I'm out. Mac, baby, and I'm out.